The Wood Brothers are joining us. This is really special. We're so glad to have them with us. They're on tour now. They were in Stoughton last night at the Opera House in Stoughton. So this tour is like from Stoughton to Carnegie Hall. They end up this particular tour in from Stoughton to Carnegie Hall. Don't you love the sound of that? Would you welcome, please, to our stage right here in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wood Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now. Hey, gentlemen, how are you? Chris and Oliver and Jano, right?
Yeah, it's Jano.
Jano, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry that it is, but I'm sorry that I said that wrong. How are things going?
Not bad. We're slightly haggard.
Yeah. Did they wear you out in Stoughton then?
Yeah, they wore us out at the Opera House there.
Yeah. Too many reprises at the end there?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. And it's true. You end up, as you start in Stoughton, you end up at Carnegie Hall. That's what a success story that is.
We'll see. We're not at Carnegie Hall yet. This is practice for that.
Yeah. Practice. And on the road now, and the new album, I have it right here, actually, the new CD, Paradise. It's great, by the way, the Wood Brothers. And this is all written by Chris? You do all the writing on this, Chris?
Me? No. It's very collaborative. Very collaborative. Yeah, we all wrote it together and this one together,
It was said by all of you simultaneously?
We just hold hands and kind of just comes out.
Yeah. Do you think you're trans-channeling some other, Jimmy Reed or something is coming through you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. What you going to do for us first here?
We're going to do a song called Singing to Strangers.
Oh, it sounds great.
Which we do often. But he hails from the great state of confusion. In the army, he was a major. Disappointment. Now he's pulling a push broom at the inconvenience store. And he had never heard speaking in tongues, only screaming and wailing guitars. And he'd do most anything. Feeling in his heart, so he sings to himself, but he never feels right till he is singing to strangers every night. Coat, she wears a whitten and a glove. She said Jesus was handsome, but God is just love. And she feels just like an angel, stuck on her back down in the snow. But she's not scared, she will shoot you with a glance. And if you look right back in the eye, infinite road. Did you do most anything? Not to feel so alone. So she sings to herself. She doesn't feel right till she's singing to strangers. But singing. Have you ever singing to strangers.
That's on the new one, Paradise. Singing to Strangers is a kind of lead track on there. Hailing from the great state of confusion.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
In the morning, it feels like yelling to strangers.
You're from Boulder, right, originally?
We did. Chris and I did grow up in Boulder for the most part. Born in California.
For the most part, you grew up, or you, the most part?
Well,
still working on that.
Except for the grow up part, yeah.
And now you're Nashville guys.
We are. It's kind of a recent development in the last 3 years.
Yeah. How's that working out? That's a little bit of a transition from Boulder to Nashville.
Well, in between Boulder, we've... Chris
been a lot of places.
Yeah,
Atlanta,
Chris lived in New York for 20 years. I lived in Atlanta for 20 years.
Yeah.
Jono here, also from New York, and we all sort of ended up in Nashville. So.
Yeah. Did you guys reunite as brothers at a certain point?
Yeah, we did. We did. At a certain point, we realized we had the same job.
You had no idea until that happened. Huh? Yeah. My God, you play too. Let's do some.
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is very cool. I love that song, by Singing the Strangers is a good one. Is that pretty much how you feel about it?
Sometimes. It varies.
Yeah. When you're not feeling that, what are you feeling?
Just tired.
Is this an unusual? This is a lot of stops on this tour, huh?
Yeah, a lot of stops, and we don't mean to complain about it. We actually love what we do.
Yeah, go ahead, complain, huh? That's fine.
Well, if you just hold us for a minute, because we don't get a lot of sleep sometimes, and we eat crappy food often, and so otherwise it's great.
Yeah. But this Carnegie Hall thing, is that going to be a lot of pressure to play Carnegie Hall?
We've actually played there before.
You have? Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, not like headlined or anything like that.
Yeah.
We've been parts of some larger events there before, and it's an amazing place, and you get real nervous. And then you just realize, it's just another gig. They're all the same.
Yeah. Because after that, you get a gold medal from the president.
Right.
That's the only stop after Carnegie Hall.
That's right.
They give you that. It's pretty nice, too. I didn't get one, but it looked pretty nice. What you got for us here?
We're going to do a song, inspirational song here, which actually goes out to us. it's called One More Day. Nothing's gone.
give it one more day. One more day.
The Woodrow.